Legendary Luther Vandross on Wise FM. Love me again. Well, you don't lose the love because of the time we've been together. You know, refresh, reboot. Let's do some fun things together. Let's fall in love with each other once again. Kumangathi, I know what I'm talking about. Next. I have no idea. I've only heard. I've only heard about it. It's Wise FM Lunch. If you just joined us, welcome to it. Glad you could join us, especially during your lunch hour. So we know you're not hangry, right? You're in a good mood. You're smiling. Good news is Africa's Travel Indaba is currently on. We are crossing live from to Uneo Potwana, who's out in Durban at this particular event. It's such an amazing opportunity for networking. You know what I mean? If you want to showcase what your province has to offer, this is the place to be, especially this entire week. Neo.
Hi, how's it?
Hey, Neo. I'm good. Still in Mbombela, sitting on my chair. You're doing better things where you are. What is happening?
So we you guys are missing out, honestly, because, I mean, you're speaking about networking, right? This is at a continental scale. There's a lot of people who are interested in knowing what's happening in Zambia, what's happening in Gabon. We are seeing people making connections, exchanging contacts from business to business out here. We're seeing a lot of people who are prospective travelers, in fact, connecting those dots with the exhibitors that are here. Tinagethletswe here by the Mpumalanga Tourism Parks and Agency. Sizothi explore Mpumalanga this day on the lunch with Neo here at the Durban Exhibition Center. La ngizobe ngikhuluma no Tracy.
Tracy Manuel.
She's also a player in the tourism industry in Mpumalanga. Tracy, welcome to Rise FM.
Oh, thank you very much. Much appreciated.
So first, tell us about how excited you are to be here. There are many connections, a lot of people. There's knowledge sharing. There's, your colleagues who are coming from the other side of the world. Talk to us about the excitement there's been for an exhibitor like yourself to be here from Mpumalanga to showcase to the world what you have to offer.
Well, it's very exciting. You can feel it from the buzz in the air.
Yeah.
From the minute you literally go in to the minute that you sit down, it's really amazing. And it gives you that tourism is back. After the COVID,
yeah,
we all felt it. But at this moment, you can feel that tourism is back. People want to do business. People want to travel. You know, everybody wants to go to somewhere or someone's country,
yeah,
or even within the province. We want to experience what each and every person has to offer, mm-hmm, with the different stands that are here.
Yeah. You in the tourism space in Mpumalanga, Kalami Hotels, just where you belong. Talk to us about your offering. How has it been, firstly? About Mpumalanga COVID, we heard there were very, very terrible bookings over the Easter holidays. How has it been for you?
Well, I must say for Kailama Hotel Group, we've been doing extremely well since the COVID. We not only based in Mbombela, mm-hmm, but we're dominating all over Mpumalanga, having properties in Witbank, Emelo, Secunda, Standerton, and Emalahleni.
Yeah.
So we're actually at the point of actually even expanding to Cape Town. So the group is definitely growing, and it's a female-owned, which to us and giving back, you know, the tourism, being a female-owned business and having the females that are dominating within the company, for us in the tourism industry, we've been picking up tremendously. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You've also had some huge events as well in the past weekend before Sinta Terrell. Just recently, there was the Metro Awards and so forth. What kind of positivity do these one-day events sort of bring to businesses like yours?
Okay, actually, to actually say it brings a lot, it actually brings a lot, and it brings great exposure.
Mm-hmm.
We were fully booked with the Metro FMs that came through the previous weekend. We're actually fully booked from the 28th up until way even past the event.
Yeah.
And then while they were there, we actually working in partnership with other travel agency, we actually managed to do something, a game drive for them to go into the Kruger and come back. So it doesn't just feel like work when you go to Mpumalanga. When you go to Mpumalanga and us being in the borders of the Kruger National Park,
yeah,
you can easily come for work and do a short left and quickly go to the Kruger National Park and enjoy yourself as a tourist,
yeah,
in doing business.
day one so far as we let you go of the tourism industry?
Oh, day one so far is going so well, yeah. Meeting so many people from different walks of life. So for now, everything is going so well with seeing in and out of meetings, explaining, and people actually getting to learn about our hotel group and being surprised that even with the years that in the industry, you know, now people are actually starting to understand the brand and understanding what Kyalami is about, which is actually great for us. Being centralized in Mpumalanga.
Tracy, all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, back to you in the studio with the lunch team. It's really happening out here. We are just overwhelmed with many possibilities for travelers that they are out there. And of course, tomorrow we still are coming back and we'll bring you more.
Right, absolutely. And hopefully you'll be coming to Mbombela or Mpumalanga very soon now to experience what
you know what you must do there. You know what you must do there? Just invite me there. I want to see these things for myself, all right?
You must.
It's about time now.
Yeah? So we're going to reconnect again with Neo in an hour or so. The last time during the show on Rise FM Lunch, he's out at Africa's Travel Indaba 2025. I just recently spoke to Tracy, who is from the Kyalami Hotel Group, a female-owned business, giving a lot of us ladies some hope. If you want to go into business, this is an opportunity for you to explore that. Going back into the music, your feel-good radio station, Rise FM. Here's Fashama Fit, a brand new one, Why I Shine.